Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise your holy name, and we give you all the adoration. All of the glory belongs to you. Thank you for people coming from all over the world. And we just praise you for the church service that we have on this prayer line. People get up early in the morning to go to church with you, God, and thank you because you're there even before they get up. We praise you. Forgive us for all sins, sins of omission and sins of commission, and bless the prayer line in a glorious and ultra-awesome way. Again, we give you praise. Bless people who come on the prayer line this day. Don't let them leave the same way they've come. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you lift all heavy burdens, lighten every heavy load. Those who are sick, heal the sick. Those who are down, lift them up. Oh, God, those who have their backs against the wall, deliver in the name of Jesus. Deliver, deliver, deliver. God, we'll give you praise, and we'll bless your holy name. Thank you for this new awakening where we have become cognizant of the praise that needs to go up to you, Lord, because you are the blesser, and we appreciate you so very, very much. Now, Lord, let this be a bumper day, a wonderful, wonderful day. We celebrate you, a wonderful day where we give you all the glory, a wonderful day where we just lift you up. You're so meritorious, and we do praise you and thank you for all things. We look to you today. Without you, we can't make it. Oh, we can't doubt you because we know too much about you. Amen. We just give you all the glory. And we thank you for what you're going to do, for what you've already done, and for what you're doing right now. Right now, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you who are on the prayer line. Are you awake? If you're awake, let's speak to each other. Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
God bless you. Good morning to you and to you. Some of y'all haven't said anything, but I know you're kind of waking up. Amen. But at least speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Can we just usher in the praise this morning? I know the devil doesn't like it, but you know what? That's what it's about, praising him, giving him the glory. The enemy tried to stop it up in heaven, but I'm determined that he can't stop it even down here in the name of Jesus. You got a praise for the Lord this morning? If so, let's do a praise check and open our mouths and give the Lord praise. Praise check, everybody. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Right now, God, We come humble, God, before your throne of grace, God. We uplift, Lord God, Ambassador Mother Johnson, God, before you, Father God. We ask you to strengthen her body, God, in the name of Jesus, from the top of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Let your healing anointing flow, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you do for Mother Johnson, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing even now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue, God. We thank you for your healing, God, from the crown of her head, God, all down her shoulders, God, all down her body, God, down into her legs, God. Strengthen her legs, God, like never before, God. Strengthen, God, those tendons and those muscles, God, in the name of Jesus. In her legs, God, in the name of Jesus. All down her legs, God, in her feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remove all swelling, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch those knees, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak forth your strength, Father God, like never before, God. We thank you for the love, God, that you have for Ambassador Mother Johnson, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to lay your hands on her back, God, and let your virtue flow through her, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the love, God, hallelujah, that you have for Ambassador Mother Johnson, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for your strength, your strength, your strength, your strength. Strength, strength, strength in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. We give your name all the glory, God. We give your name all the praise. And we cancel every assignment of the enemy. We come against every spirit of discouragement and despair in the name of Jesus. We speak peace. We speak peace to her mind, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you to continue to wrap your loving arms around her, God. Let her know she is dearly loved, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we're here for her, Father God. And God, we thank you more than anything, God. You're for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, amen. God bless you. That wonderful prayer. No matter who I'm speaking to, but I thank God for you. That
amen.
Wonderful prayer.
God bless you, Mother.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else? Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you, Chief Ambassador, and all of the saints of God that are on the phone this morning. But I want to continue to go right into the anointing that is resting in this spirit this morning on the first fruit prayer line. And I speak right now, right to the spirit of Mother Ambassador Mother Johnson in the name of Jesus. We come right now, God, and we impart a prayer on her from on high. We ask, oh God, that you speak through her, Lord God. Speak to her inner man. Speak to her inner spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let her be able to reach up even in the little strength. You say your strength was made perfect in weakness, God. That's your word. In the name of Jesus, we come against again the enemy. Oh God of bear, in the name of Jesus, we come against any, oh God, any vibes that come in, oh God, that is not of you. We come to dismiss it this morning, oh God, and we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that the blood still have power. The blood still work. It's life in the blood, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, if she was commune on yesterday, that the communion of your death, burial, and your resurrection, oh God, is still got life blowing and flowing in her body in the name of Jesus. We come and pray, oh God, that anyone that come in her room and in her presence, oh God, that they're full of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, that they have a discerning of the Spirit, Lord. We pray, oh God, encouragement. We pray, oh God, love, peace, joy, and the Holy Spirit. spirit within her, oh God. We come lifting up our chief ambassador, oh God, her son, oh God. I remember, oh God, in the word of God, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, remember my mother. And God, we thank you this morning that chief ambassador is remembering his mother. Remember her children, the other sons and daughters. Oh God, the grandchildren, the nieces, the nephews, the cousins, family of amazing grace. Oh God, and the neighbors and friends and loved ones. Oh God, we pray, oh God, that First Fruit family is joining together and touching and agreeing in the spirit on this morning. And we trust you, oh God, and we believe you, God. Even us, God, give us strength. We pray, oh God, that no doubt is on this line, and we dismiss it in the name of Jesus. We believe you, oh God, as we pray, oh God, that she's rising up even now. She's rising up even now. She's rising up. Oh, Mother Johnson, rise up and live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the opportunity that we can go in, oh God, in the secret place of the Most High God. We thank you, oh God, you gave us access, oh God, to the keys of the prayer line. And we thank you this morning, and we trust you, oh God, that it is so in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe you, God, before this hour is over, oh God, that she will be able to say in the name of Jesus that I feel strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, saints. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, anyone else? The line is open. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to thank Paul for praying in the name of Jesus. Thank God for all of you who prayed. I want to bring a word to you this morning. I believe the Lord wants me to do this. May have a time for a few praise reports. I know somebody's got one. But yesterday, on a word, and it was from the 17th chapter of 1 Kings. Whoever wants to hear this word or needs to hear this word, wake them up. And this is for them. This is for them. Okay. The 17th chapter of 1 Kings. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward. In other words, get out of there, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith. Get up and get out of there and get on your way. Get on your way. Where am I going? I don't know where I'm going. But you go over there by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. He went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Now watch this. And the ravens brought him bread and fresh and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. Then it says in verse 7, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, watch this, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going, She didn't hesitate. She went straight to do it. The prophet said, get me some water.
Mm-hmm.
And as she was going, she didn't argue. She didn't say, well, I'll do it after a while. As she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Now the prophet says to her, get me some water. That's the first test when you do it. She didn't hesitate. She went and got the water. As she was going, he said, now here's the second test. Bring me a morsel of bread. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring it to me. Morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a and behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And then the prophet says, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. Okay. And thus said the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail. You're going to have meal in your barrel if you do as I ask you to do, and the oil that you need to make the bread with will not fail until the day that the Lord sendeth the rain upon the earth. And she went and did accordingly to the saying of Elijah the prophet, and she and he and her house did eat. In other words, they were blessed many, many, many days. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. And then it says, the last verse I want to read, and the barrel of meal wasted not. In other words, it kept refilling. It was there all the time. She needed it. Neither did the cruse of oil fail. She kept on having oil to make the bread with, according to the word of the Lord. See, when God sends a word, you don't have to worry. It's going to be right, and it shall happen, which he spake by Elijah. In other words, God sent the word through his prophet. The word of the Lord did not fail. I want to talk to you just for a moment. I went to God, and I said, God, I said, if you have spoken to me many times, some of the things that you've said have not come to pass. And I said, Lord, I knew 1,000 years is but a day to you, but I'm dealing with Israelites. And Israelites got in the wilderness, God, and they couldn't wait for this, they couldn't wait for that. They had to have proof right then, or else they were going to melt all the gold down that you gave them and make that calf in the middle of the desert, and they would be worshiping that calf because they were Israelites, Lord. You know, a 1,000 days is but a year to you, and so Israelites don't have patience like you have because you deal on a different time realm. I said, and it has, some things have not come to pass. And I don't know. You gave me a word to give to the people. And I don't want to say this, Lord, if you're not really going to do it. And the things I've told them that I got from you, some of them haven't come to pass. And God said, I've got a word for you, Renard. I said, what is it, Lord? He said, tell them, if I told them anything or everything I've said to them, if it has not come to pass yet, tell them these words. I said, what is it? He said, tell them it's on the way. I said, what? He said, everything I've told you to tell them and everything that I've said to them in other situations, if they know that I said it, if they know that I've said it, tell them if it hasn't happened yet, it's on the way.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Evidently, the Lord ain't spoke to nobody else on the line, because the Lord had spoken to you, you'd have the proper response. If God told me is on the way, like I did in my office. I went crazy praising the Lord.
Thank you.
God couldn't tell you. He could say anything to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It hasn't happened yet.
Tremendously good as well. And I just want to know, to who we have, who do we have online with us this morning?
My name is Thelma, and I'm from Hinesville, Georgia.
God bless you, Sister Thelma. Wonderful. We are so glad to have you with us this morning. We'll be back on the platform, amen, with the First Fruits in a moment. I want to thank you for being with us. The agenda is just are flowing in another direction where the Lord has laid on the ambassador bring previously. It was requested for Sister Hagen to bring the message, but the Lord just changed it and rerouted. Amen. And he's bringing the message. We're going to go back into that platform in a few moments. And whenever he opens up for praise reports, just jump in there and say hello.
Okay.
You know, I'm a guest of Ambassador Hagen, and you know, identify, you know, that you're from Georgia, and you're invited, and just go on and give your praise report. I believe they're giving everybody 2 minutes of broadcast time to just tell it or do whatever you want to do. All right?
Yes, and Ambassador Hagen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's how they refer to me, as Ambassador Hagen.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, and thank you so much. Certainly do. Love you and appreciate you. By any means, if we are disconnected by any means, I will just reconnect you through and by phone. All right?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Thelma, and welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to NPA Radio, the First Fruits broadcast. We love you.
Okay, thank you. Love you, too.
Yes.
In his mannerism, I know what he must have done. He must have spoken to her and told her, "Widow woman, help is on the way. Help is on the way." But God, I can't see it. I can't see it. God, help me, help me. See, most people who cannot see the help, they always keep praying, "Lord, I can't, help me, help me." In other words, I can't see it. But God has already dispatched the help. Now, I told you, a blessing in this terminology is help. Yeah, a blessing is help. And here, in over here in Samaria, it's not in Zarephath, it's not even in her town, but here over in Samaria of Israel is her help. What is her help? See, some of y'all think help is the money. No, no, no. Sometimes God uses people as your help. And here is her help over in Samaria, and her help is named Elijah the prophet. He is the blessing. He's the help. He's the blessing. He's the help. He's the blessing. Elijah is over here in Samaria. And while the woman over here in Zarephath is praying for the help, her help is over here in Samaria, and he's accomplishing something for the Lord. He's got to tell this wicked king Ahab something that the Lord said, and he's got to pronounce something over here in Samaria. I hope y'all are seeing this. So here is Elijah, the Tishbite, saying unto the prophet there in Samaria. He's saying, not to the prophet, but to the king there in Samaria, that wicked king, Ahab, who was more wicked than basically anybody before him, any king before him. He's just wicked, leads the people into worshiping Baal. Some of you call him Baal, but the pronunciation is Baal. And so God sends a pronunciation upon them to say, Elijah, tell this king that there's not going to be no rain nor dew in your land until I say so. And he tells them. And he says, not going to be no rain and dew. God said, it ain't going to be no rain and dew in this land until I say so. In other words, you have been enjoying. Here's the woman in Zarephath. She's in a drought here. But you over here, and you have been King Ahab. You have done worse than any king in the history of the land. And you got water. You got dew. You don't have a drought. But God says, to tell you now that I'm withdrawing the rain and dew from here, And it won't be no corn, it won't be no grain, it won't be no wheat, it won't be no flour, it won't be no nothing until I say so, because the water is going to dry up. And without water, your land is barren. And the king gets angry, just like these kings, they're so dominant, and they are dictators, and they'll kill you at the drop of a hat if you go against them. And so the Tishbite, Elijah, her blessing is over here in Samaria. Her blessing has to pronounce that against the king over there in Samaria. And he gets out of there because he has to flee, because Ahab would have killed him. So he has to flee out of there. But now, what is Elijah? It's the woman's woman of Zarephath. That's her blessing. Her blessing's not even in the town she's in. She's praying for her blessing. But her blessing is on a mission for the Lord. I hope y'all can see this. Her blessing was on a mission for the Lord. And all of a sudden, her blessing, how does God make her blessing on the way? He accomplishes the mission for the Lord over here in Samaria, but then he's got to get out of Dodge. Why? Because Ahab would have killed him. You can't let nothing kill your blessing. God won't let it be so. But he gets out of Dodge, and he leaves there. Where are you going? Elijah, the Tishbite, the blessing for the woman in Zarephath. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going to get out of here because they're going to kill me if I stay. So he gets out of Samaria. He goes, according to the word of the Lord, go to the brook Cherith. Why? Because I prepared the ravens at Cherith to feed you day and night. I know Ahab. I know everything. I know, hey, this is God talking. I know everything, Elijah. I know that you got to leave there and you got to get on away from there. And so Elijah leaves there and he goes to the brook Cherith. And sure enough, he gets there and there's water for him. Yeah. And there's a raven that feeds him day and night. I want you to see this thing, that even though Elijah is the blessing, he is the blessing. He's the help for the woman at Zarephath. But the blessing has to have a blessing too. See, you got to understand, I know you're a pastor of this church. I know you're a missionary over here. I know you're an elder over here. I know you're a prophetess over here. I know you have been used of God over here. But see, even though you are a blessing and have been used of God over here, you need a blessing sometimes. Here's Elijah at that brook called Cherith. Even though he's the blessing that's going to Zarephath for the widow woman, he needs the blessing. He got to have water. He got to have food. And so God has prepared the raven to feed the blessing. Yeah, God has prepared the brook Cherith to give water to the blessing. And as he's being nourished every day. See, some of y'all have tried on the prayer line. You come and you try to manipulate even the blessing. Yeah, the Lord has made Dr. Bernard Johnson and many on this line a blessing, made the ambassador's blessings for you. But you come to get the blessing, but you don't want to help feed the blessing. You don't want to help be a blessing to the blessing. After you get the blessing, then you turn around and send your blessing to other places. But you got blessed right here. You wasn't healed of that before you came. In the name of Jesus, you got the letters in the mail from Popoff and other folks before you came, but you're going to take the blessing and send it someplace else. See, I'm going to tell you, the reason why you can't be blessed and perhaps you're in that strain right now is because you misused the blessing. But the prophet here, the blessing, Elijah is at the brook, and he's there, and God has prepared the blessing to feed the blessing. In the name of Jesus. See, so you got a church, but you can't, even though that church is a blessing, it can't really go unless you got people who are willing to feed the Elijah right there in your hand, the church, in the name of Jesus. So it takes, even the blessing needs a blessing. And sometimes you take everything from the blessing and you expect the blessing to be a blessing, but you've taken everything that God gave you, the blessing, and because you took it, the blessing seemed like can't hardly make it and be blessed because you took the blessing that God had sent for the blessing. Here's Elijah, who is the blessing for the woman at Zarephath. She's still over here praying, God, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. And the blessing is on his way. See, he left over here in Samaria. He pronounced that over the king Ahab. Now he's on his way to be a blessing. Don't know where he's going, but he is the blessing. He's on his way to Zarephath. Now, what happens here? How does God get the blessing over to the widow? What happens? See, our new distractions would probably come. In the name of Jesus, mute your phone. Mute your phone. If you got to move around in your house, just start. See, here's Elijah. He's at the brook Cherith, feeding and blessing. Here's Elijah at the brook Cherith, and here the ravens come to feed him. And all of a sudden, he doesn't want to get stuck there because he's a blessing. And he's on his way to Zarephath. What happened? How does he get there? The brook dried up. Yeah, the brook dried up. I want you to see something. And Darrell, I'm going to ask you again. If you got to do something in your kitchen, are you moving around? Press star 6 so you won't be modified and microphoned on the prayer line. See, I'm going to show you here. Here's Elijah on his way to Zarephath to be a blessing to the widow. And on his way, if God had not prepared the ravens or whatever he wants to use to be a blessing, if they had not been there doing what God told them to do, guess what? The blessing would have starved to death and died right there because he would not have had food unless God would have made other provisions. He could have made other provisions. But see, he had already made the ravens. He had told them, be prepared. I'm sending Elijah to the brook. He needs water, so he sent him to the brook. He needs food. He prepared the ravens to feed him. To bless the blessing. But now the brook dried up. And when the brook dried up, like some things in life would dry up, when the brook dried up, do you think God hadn't prepared a blessing for him? He's still the blessing, but he has to be blessed. And so God tells him, now I want you to go to Zarephath. And when he speaks, he goes to Zarephath. Here's a widow who's been praying, Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me. And her help has been on the way all the time. But she couldn't see her blessing. She couldn't see her help on the way. Now she's coming, and Elijah, the blessing, is coming, and he gets to Zarephath, and here's the widow woman. Now, I want you to see something. Evidently, the widow woman had to have blessings all the time. She's still alive. She still got her son. In other words, she was receiving blessings all the time and didn't even realize that she had gotten blessings all the time, that God was blessing her all the time because she had been able to make it. She was able to wait until her blessing got there. Here's Elijah made it to the Zarephath, and the widow woman is at the gate picking up sticks. Why? She's going to cook this one last meal, and she and her son are going to die. That's what she's said in her mind. Elijah sees her, and there's he sees her, said, woman, fetch me some water. In other words, the blessing had been overhead the brook Cherith, but it dried up. So he had been through that storm going on his way to Zarephath. He was thirsty. I need some water. See, you got to realize that even though Elijah was the blessing, he cannot sustain himself without water. He needs some water. God has people who are supposed to sustain the blessing. And so he says to the person that God had put there, the widow woman, he had been praying for a blessing, but the blessing was there, and the blessing needed a blessing. See, you're not supposed to starve the blessing. You're supposed to help the blessing. Here's the widow woman. She needed a blessing, but she was a blessing to the man who was the blessing. So the widow woman is there. He said, get me some water. I'm starving. I need water. I've been trying my best to get here. God told me to come here, but I need some water. I need some water because the brook dried up. And so the widow woman, she doesn't argue. She understands that this may be a test. See, some of y'all have to understand that sometimes when the blessing is there, God will put you through a test. So this widow woman, she doesn't argue. She gets up and she goes immediately and gets the water. And while she's going to get the water, that's the first test. Will you obey? Because obedience is better than sacrifice. While she's going to get the water, the prophet of God says to her, test number two, while you are going to get the water, will you bring me a morsel of bread? And she said, sir, please, please, please. She said, all I got is a little meal in the barrel.
Praise the Lord. We are going to recess in a moment, and you may hear a signal that says goodbye. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to reconnect you, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Thank you.